So today we're going to be talking about ecosystems and the triangle of ecology. So everything begins with an ecosystem. It's all the living and non-living factors that interact in an area. Remember, living is biotic. Bio means living. Biology. You're going to be studying biology when you get to ninth grade. That's the science of living things. Abiotic means non-living. And if you can't say things that aren't dead, that means if you use the word dead, that means it's been alive. So abiotics are things like metal, plastic, rocks. You gotta be careful because you're talking about sedimentary rocks. You got something a little different there. But we all start with an ecosystem. That's the very bottom of our triangle, or the top if you want to say it's the broad base. Then you have a community. All the biotic factors that interact in an area. It's everything. Everything that's alive that has some sort of interaction. Then we'll crack down from there to a population. Population's all the members of a single species in an area. When you ever go to any town you go through in the state of Texas, you go to Round Rock, there's a sign that says city limits. And that city limit sign is going to tell you, like right now, the last time they did it, counted how many people in Round Rock, like 99,000. Well, that was 10 years ago. So the new census is coming up. It's going to be a lot more than that. But that's the number of a population. What's the population of? Well, in this case, that's a population of humans. But you can count how many dogs are out here in Round Rock or how many trees, and be specific on that species. You don't want to just do trees. You'll say, like, let's know how many pine trees are on Round Rock. Probably pretty easy to count. Not a lot of pine trees around here as opposed to cedars or juniper trees. Finally, we get down to a species. Species is a single type of an organism. Humans are a species. A dog is a species. A cat's a species. It's one member of a population. Then you finally get to the very teeny tiny top part of that triangle, and that's your organism. And that's one member of one species. That'd be you. You are one member of one species, a species of humans. So there you go. Kind of give you an idea on the triangle of ecology.